Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's May 11, 2022. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and, of course, awakeningplus.com, your membership. And tonight we're doing Shamanic Awakening Ceremony. This is where we get real. We get really deep into the heavy stuff, the heavy energy you might be carrying, and we do our best to flush a whole bunch of it. So it's one of our most intense processes. You may experience some discomfort as we go, maybe even some significant discomfort for a while, but as always, no overwhelm allowed. So the way we're going to do it is we'll start, as usual, with the mesa. In fact, I didn't light my candle yet, so let me do that right now real quick. Give me a sec. If I can get this lighter to light, there it is. Okay, we have light. Thanks for your patience. All right, so after I do the usual, call the directions, call the allies, set the container, then I'll lead you first into a preliminary invocation, maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. I'll probably sing a mantra or a sweet little song to help bring in that nice high vibration energy. Then we'll get into our healing invocation, and then we'll spend quite a bit of time on active flushing of heavy energies. And again, I don't know if that'll be the songs we've used for years, or last time we did totally different songs as inspired. I'll just go where the allies lead me. After a bunch of clearing of heavy energy, then we'll invoke oneness with the higher self at its level. So we'll go to it and we'll be that amazing being of spaciousness and, you know, equanimity and peacefulness, hang out there at its level. Then we'll, as usual, call it to our bodies, as we do just about every time, and we'll have it come to us and integrate. And then we'll do another invocation to help make that embodied awakened state more persistent. Then we'll probably share the energy with the larger universe and spread out the good vibes, and then we'll wrap it up. And of course, after we close, we'll leave time for Q&A and questions and comments. So that's what we're up to. By the way, when I yawn, it doesn't mean I'm tired. It means I'm already clearing heavy energy. Yawning is one of several ways that you can flush heavy energy out of your body. All right. I'm being called one more time to say, you're safe here. It may be intense. It won't be too much. As always, especially with an event of this intensity, please do only this. If you cannot give it your sole focus, then it's best to wait and do it in the archive later. It will be just as powerful. But the nature of the container we set here does require you to behave pretty much as if you're right here in the room with me. And that doesn't mean you're going to have 100% of your attention here all the time. We all have little slips of focus, but it means you're not doing something else at the same time. And of course, if for some reason you must leave the container before we finish, then ask the allies to ease you out. However, with an event like this, now, if you're leaving because something critical needs your attention, you know, in the world, that's one thing. But if you're just leaving because it's getting really uncomfortable, then it's better to stay in almost all cases. If you have something really intense stirred up, it's going to be uncomfortable. A part of you will be, you know, hollering at you, don't do this, get out of here. This is too intense. It's too uncomfortable. But if you stay 9 times out of 10, the thing will clear and you'll be far better off. If you leave with a heavy thing half processed, the problem is that it's going to be there and also stirred up, and it could be even more of a problem after that than it was before you started and then kind of interrupted a healing process. So if possible, even if it's uncomfortable, stay with it, stay in the container, stay with us, whether you're live or on the recording, if you possibly can. All right, so that feels like enough initial explanation. I'll give you the rest as we go. All right, so I invite you to close your eyes and just become aware of how your body feels, your physical body. Just a somatic awareness. Now, if you have it, add awareness of your energy body, the subtle energy in and around you. Notice how that feels. And then feel all at once, physical and energy body all together. Just get your baseline. Okay, so I'm going to call the directions and the allies as I do this. If you feel energy moving, just passively feel the energy doing its thing. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go passively. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, I am that I am. I call in my own embodied awakening, my own unconditional love and Christ consciousness, my own service to other fourth density consciousness or higher. For all of us, we call in Spirit Song's higher self. Ama, the hugging saint. Ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Falcon, Hedgehog, Deer. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Beautiful field. All right. So if anyone hearing my voice, live or on the recording, has additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent they would like to bring in, now's the time. So we'll leave a moment for you to call in additional allies of love and light if you wish. Feeling good. We'll leave just a moment longer for those additional allies. Allies, may any energy that is not of highest good be released from this field. Thank you. There was something in there that wasn't quite right, but it's gone now. That's the reason I create the field before I invite you to call your allies. Even those who mean well might accidentally call one in that doesn't quite suit our purposes. I like to keep a clean container. That feels good. Thank you. Alrighty. So let's begin with our first. Again, we do here the full four invocation series and the formal embodied awakening sequence. So relax, take a moment again to feel your body and your energy. See how you feel now that the field is established. You might feel a little different than the first time you checked. Okay, so you'll be speaking to your higher self. Please repeat after me starting now. Spirit that I am, please saturate me with the maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. That's it. Release the words and become passive. Your job now, unless I guide you otherwise, is to relax. If you feel energy moving, just be the passive witness of that or merge with it. But let it do its thing. If you do not feel the energy moving, it's okay. Just feel your breath come and go. Passively No breath control, let it do what it wants. Yeah. And they're calling for a guitar song for this initial music. Tune just a little bit. So the music is not just entertainment, it's designed to move energy. So relax and let this music deepen the invocation.
Oh, grandioso Soso Central. Oh, grandioso Soso Central. Grandioso.
Nice. Okay, that's a good energetic start. So you should be feeling a reasonable amount of peace, harmony, equanimity, flow. Now it's time to shake it up, get the heavy energy started. So I want to emphasize once again, it may be intense, it will not be too much. You can surrender fully into what's happening, feel the challenging energy completely with no filter, and that is your best strategy. Your higher self and the allies are working very closely with you, whether you're live or on the recording. They're going to make sure that only the amount you can work with gets flushed up. If they're working with a deeper thing, they'll only bring up as much of it as you can deal with in one round. So you are completely safe. And I'm going to do urge you to remain with this process until the end of our session together, if at all possible. Again, lately, the entire energetic process with a shamanic awakening ceremony has not exceeded 90 minutes. It's even shorter than that sometimes now. So not a massive time commitment. Alrighty, so let's get this rolling. So you're about to call in your healing. So if you wish, repeat after me, starting now, speaking to your higher self. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Okay, your job now will be to rest in awareness of wherever it feels challenging. If nothing's there now, just hang out, it'll come. So this is the form of the healing invocation where you just wait and see what shows up, and then wherever it is, you just rest attention in that part that feels uncomfortable and use the minimum effort that allows you to completely feel that. You will perhaps feel energy flushing out of it and flushing out your hands or your feet into the Mother Earth. She'll happily receive that for you and process it for you. It may radiate out into space like a supernova. It may transmute to love and light right where it is. Just let the heavy energy do what it wants. Again, you will absolutely have the best result today. If you do not try to manage the heavy energy from your ego, please, no willpower, no visualizing, nothing like that. The allies and your higher self can do this better than your human can, I promise. So your human ideally relaxes, stays passive, and allows these amazing divine healers that are here with us to do it for you. So please remain passive. Please let them take care of this for you.
Hey, yeah.
Archangel Raphael,
Please bring us your healing now. Please bring us your healing now. Please bring us your healing now. Kalima, 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 Kalima. Take away. Take away, take away all that does not serve us now. Take away, take away, take away all that does not serve us now. Kalima. Kalima, Kalima, please take away, take away, all that does not serve us now, Kalima, take away. Kalima, take away, Kalima, take away, take away all that does not serve us now, all that does not serve us now. All that does not serve us now. Thank you, Kalima. Thank you, Kalima. Thank you, Kalima. Phoenix, 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 down into the flames, down into the flames. Down into the flames and burn, and burn, and burn. Down into the flames, down into the flames, down into the flames and burn, and burn, and burn, down into the flames, down into the flames, down into the flames, and burn, and burn. down you go. Down into the flames. Down into the flames. Down into the flames and burn. And burn.
So you humans, just take a moment, see how you feel. You may very well be in mid-process, just be with whatever's happening without resistance the best you can. I'm being called to do our process where we speak to the lower vibration beings that are in your field and invite them to leave voluntarily, and then do a song to encourage them out if they don't leave on their own. As always, before the song, I have a little chat with these guys. So if you're new to this, just be aware that pretty much every single one of us is home to some entities of lower vibration and malevolent intent. We have a mix of them, some high vibration allies, some low, and these entities are all kind of in the field somewhere. What we do here is I have a chat with them, give them a voluntary opportunity to leave. And a lot of them will, some of them won't, and we'll do a song to help them either leave or transmute to love and light, hopefully. So as I do this, don't get freaked out. Everybody's got some, pretty much. So just relax, go with the process, and you may have a nice result. I now address all entities of darkness, malevolent intent, low vibration, who are anywhere in or on the humans who are part of this work. entities. Thanks for your attention. My name's Benjamin. And as you can see, I am accompanied by many powerful allies of love and light. So fair warning, dark beings, in a short time, we're going to be doing a song of transmutation. The energy of this song takes beings like you and transmutes them to beings of love and light. So just be aware that will be happening soon. However, we're going to give you a chance to voluntarily make sure you don't have that happen to you. If you'd rather not, you might prefer to stay just as you are, and that's a choice. So here's how it's going to work. I'm now going to call in Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, please come. Thank you, brother. Archangel Michael, I would now like you to open one-way exit-only portals to the home vibrations of these dark beings. Bang, there they are. He's a portal master. He's good. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Please hold those open. So, dark beings, if you feel into the portals that are now open, you'll feel one of them that feels like home. And if you were to go into that portal, it would take you right to your home, and you'd be home free. My understanding from Drenzelow Melchizedek is that many of you guys would rather be there than here. You got trapped here on Earth, and there's no place you'd rather be than home. But there was no way back, and now there is. So if, dark beings, you would like a free ride home, again, I know you're thinking, okay, what's the trick? What's the catch? There isn't one. I know you guys are really good at sensing energy, and I want you to feel me and my vibration and the honesty of what I'm saying right now, dark beings. And if you'll feel no trickery, no deceit. I'm telling you the honest truth. If you go through a portal, you will arrive in your home dimension just as you are right now. It is literally a free ride home. There is one string attached. You can't come back here. If you leave, it's a one-way trip. You aren't coming back to your human host. That's the price you'll pay, but you get to go home. So if that sounds like a good deal, especially in light of the fact that if you don't go through the portal, soon the song is going to be going, and it may very well transmute you to a being of love and light. Now, if you want that, by all means, hang around, and we will transmute you. If you would rather stay as you are, the only way to absolutely guarantee that is to go through the portal. So I hope I've kind of made the choices clear here. So now, we're going to leave a little time for those of you. Oh, some going already. So you can see there's some people going through already. Some lower vibration makes say, heck yeah, I'm going to go home. So I'm going to play some chimes and I'm going to kind of monitor what's happening. And I'll play those chimes until I sense that all the dark lower vibration beings who want to go home have gone. And then we'll do the song of transmutation. Humans, you have an easy job. Just hang out, chill, if you're sensitive, feel what's happening. If you don't have energetic sensitivity, just feel your breath come and go. But based on what's happening, a lot of these lower vibration beings are going to leave of their own free will. And that's best of all. Everybody wins. Okay. So you humans, just relax and feel what's happening or feel your breath. Lower vibration beings, go through a portal if you wish. And again, I'll play this chime until I sense all the dark beings who've gone through voluntarily have gone. So dark beings, as you can saw, a lot of you just tried to bum rush me just now. They all got transmuted to love and light on the spot. So coming after me is not a good strategy. You'll just be instantly transmuted. So hopefully you saw that. And you know, if you want to go through the portal, go through the portal. Yeah. So, humans, we have great traffic through the portals. That's great. We'll just hang out. And the allies are asking me to remind those on the recording, you are every bit as much participating here as if you were live. So, please be fully present, even if you're on the recording. Okay, the traffic's slowing down a little bit, but we still have dark entities exiting. So, dark beings, if you haven't decided, it'd be great to make a decision now. Go through if you're going to go through. Based on what I'm feeling, the song will start pretty soon. Yep, just a few stragglers going through now. That's it. Okay. So first off, humans, see if you feel different. My perception is that a lot of you should feel lighter now because a lot of that heavy energy being caused by those dark beings is gone now. They went through the portal. They won't be coming back to bother you. Yay. But chances are there's still some left. And that's who this song is for. So humans, once again, just chill and you can listen to what I'm saying to the dark beings. Dark beings, thanks for your attention once again. As you can see, many of your fellow entities have left. They took the free ride home. You've chosen to stay. This might be because you do want to be transmuted to love and light, which, in case, absolutely, we'll take care of that. You may believe that you can stay as you are and you're strong enough to resist the energy of this song. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. So I'm going to do my best to be a channel of this transmutation energy. Again, it's not just me. We got a ton of beings of love and light here helping us out. So we'll see what happens. I will, however, tell you, dark beings, that this portal energy is going to stay open all the way through the song. So if during the song you decide for any reason, yeah, I think I want that portal after all, just go on through. It'll stay open. However, once the song finishes, Archangel Mikhail is going to close them all, and your chance to go home is over. So this is a limited offer and will expire as soon as I play the last note of the song. So if you're going to go through, if you think I can hold out and turns out, oh, God, I'm being transmuted anyway, then again, feel free to jump through that portal if you want to maintain your current vibration. All right. So you humans, you can just relax and be present with what you're feeling. Just be with it all. Don't resist. Let it be what it is. And I'll promise you once again, no overwhelm allowed. The allies are managing all this, so you just get the right amount of intensity, the right amount of challenge to get the maximum healing and the maximum benefit. All right, here we go.
Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go. Out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Is the light poison? 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of fire can mess. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Is the light poison? 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Is the light poison? 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 Is the light Poison is the light. 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 Poison is the light.
So humans, just feel how you're feeling. My sense of the field is there's a lot more calm and relaxation here now. Now that we've all released so much heavy stuff. Well done. So now it's time for our next invocation. We're going to invoke being one with our higher selves at its level. So in a moment, I'll have you speak directly to your higher self. In fact, let's do it right now. Please repeat after me. Higher self, please let me rise to your level and merge with you consciously to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Let the words go. Now we're going to do a different focus. I'd like you to feel any peacefulness that's in your field, whether it's a lot or a little, doesn't matter. Just whatever peacefulness is there, just notice it and just relax into the feeling of it. Be one with the peacefulness. Just the best you can. Be really passive. Just let the peacefulness be as it is. The peacefulness, of course, is conscious divine awareness. It knows you're appreciating it. It likes that a lot. Its response is to give you even more peacefulness. So you, the human, aren't trying to do anything, but just the nature of what's happening means we create a virtuous spiral, more and more peacefulness coming in. So you, the human, just relax and feel this peacefulness gradually increasing all by itself, all under its own power. You're just really passive and allowing this process to unfold itself. And you may be noticing that your vibration's rising. You're not feeling the same. You're feeling progressively more like a being of light, progressively less like a physical being. So just relax and let this shift happen, more vibrational awareness, feeling lighter, more peaceful. Maybe some other nice feelings in there too. Just go with what it is. Okay, for many of us now, a portal just opened into the higher self. So relax and just allow yourself to merge with this part of you, one level up from the human. There you go. Again, no effort, please. Just be passive. It's like the Enterprise with a tractor beam. It's just pulling you right in. You just have to relax and let it happen. Nice. So many of us are just relaxing into oneness with our higher self, which is just a being of energy. Has some beautiful qualities. The best language can do that I'm aware of is it's a great deal of equanimity, unconditional love. Feels really, really good. Just relax and let yourself merge with this part of you. It is so loving all the time, no matter what. It's holding such a beautiful high vibration. Just relax into it the best you can. Notice there's no shape. It's just like a big old ball of light extending out to pretty much infinity. You can kind of reach out into what it is and not find an edge. It just kind of goes and goes and goes. So just relax into being that beautiful light. Yeah, y'all are doing really well. Again, I'm not expecting perfection from you. Just do this the best you can. That's plenty good enough. Yeah. So let's just rest for a moment in this beautiful higher self. It has the same qualities that I describe when I describe embodied awakening, because this is the consciousness that brings that anyway. So if you're really relaxed into your higher self fully, then there's no mental chatter, there's no challenging emotion, it's peaceful, it's effortless. So whether you're experiencing that fully or partially, just relax into whatever you're experiencing. And just allow yourself to merge with your higher self as much as you can. Remembering again that your best effort is good enough. Even getting a partial experience is way better than no experience at all. And we'll just rest here for a moment. Just relax and enjoy. There is the possibility here of blending into a combined group field. It's wanting to happen, but some people are resisting it. So if you notice that there's a part of you kind of holding back from this blend, if you're willing, it's your choice, but if you're willing, just relax and let that blending happen. There's nothing private at this level. No secrets will be revealed. But this part of you would love to just merge with the divine energy of the others here. So allow that. I see what's happening. Some of you have not ever let go of your individual consciousness before because there's no you here. It's just blended field. So just try it if you're willing. Just try relaxing into that loss of individual being, that just relaxing into the merged bliss of this field. Try it even just for a second or two and see if it's okay. You can always retract and go back to individuated self. That's fine. Yeah, thanks for trying it. And looks like you're enjoying it. So just relax into that. Yeah, very well done. Thank you. Yeah. So sometimes when people merge like this, that's all they're aware of is the blended field. Other times there's a both and. They're in the blended field and simultaneously they're aware of their individual self, kind of a little bit lower level. And some people can hold even more than two points of awareness at the same time. So if that's happening, great. If not, no worries. Just whatever your experience is, single or multiple consciousness, it's all good. Just relax into whatever's happening. Okay, they're saying that's a sufficient amount of time as higher self. So now we're going to do our usual embodied awakening invocation to call the higher self into the human body. So please repeat after me if you wish, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go and just relax into your human self. And you'll feel that higher self just coming on in. If you're not that sensitive, no worries. Just feel the breath come and go. I'm noticing that my physical body feels really different than usual. I mean, it's so luminous and so my physical form feels so much more like energy than flesh right now. You may be having a similar experience. You might not. Just go with whatever it is. My body's also doing some shaking and movement. And it's doing that because the vibration that's coming in is a little stronger than it's used to. And I'm just relaxing and I'm allowing the body to shake however it wants. Allowing this higher vibration energy to kind of gently work its way in. It knows what's happening. It's very smart. A lot of wisdom here with these divine allies and your higher self. So relax and just let them work their way in, however they're doing it. And now my body stops shaking and oh yeah. A little stronger intensity than I'm used to. I'm just relaxing into it. Having trust that I won't get more than I'm ready for. Yeah, thank you for the upgrade. So you too, I invite you to just relax into whatever's happening. Let the energy come into your body. I'm also feeling some heavy energy flushing out my hands and feet. So they're needing to get a little heavy energy out of the way to accomplish this. If you're feeling something similar, a little more cleansing is happening. That's fine. Just let it happen. Whatever's happening, just let it happen. That's the key. A new vibration just came in. Just relax into that if you're feeling it. Yeah, I cannot remember us doing a shamanic awakening ceremony where we got to this level of vibration at this point in the process. This is a new high that, yeah. So just relax into this great feeling. So feel the way you feel. If you're anything like me, it feels really awesome, very high vibration, very altered. So ask yourself, as I go through my day every day, would I rather feel more like this or more like the way I had been feeling? So seriously, answer the question in your own mind. Do I prefer this? Again, assuming you can function even better than before, no loss of functionality. Again, the benefits of this would be there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you would do more responsibly and more joyfully. Less having to make decisions with your mind because you just know what to do through intuition more. And there's more peacefulness and more bliss. So ask yourself, do I want more like that or more like what I've already had? And if you want more like it feels now, then I invite you to do this final invocation of the process, which just helps to kind of lock in what's here a little more easily. So if you wish, repeat after me starting now. Spirit that I am, please make this vibration my new normal from now on until it gets even better. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Highest good be done. That's enough words. Let them go. And whoa, what a nice energy. Just relax. Be passive. The usual. If you feel the energy, just feel it passively. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go. And let's just let this energy do its work. Just relax fully into this. Oh, a little more heavy energy release. Lovely. Just go with that. So even as this process continues, the allies are starting to radiate the good energy we've made out to others it will serve. So allies, we formally request that you now radiate out to all beings who will be served by it the fruit of our work today. So please radiate this energy out to the universe, to all beings whom it will serve. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. Thank you, allies. And as you'll feel, there's no diminishment of our consciousness. If anything, it amplifies as we give. Because the universe is infinitely abundant. And when you share energy for highest good, you just get more. Everybody wins. This is creating a whole new altered state. Just relax into this. Just rest in this really nice vibration here. All righty. Thank you, allies. Allies, anything further that would serve highest good before we close this process? A little bonus energy coming in at the end. Just relax and receive whatever's coming for you. Just like a little nightcap for you. Those allies can have quite the sense of humor. And that's it. Thank you, allies. Alrighty. So I'm going to close the container and then we'll open it up to feedback. Pachamama Mama Kiya Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. Thank you, allies. Thanks for this beautiful shamanic awakening ceremony. Thank you for helping us heal and release heavy energy that no longer serves us. Thank you for bringing us to this new beautiful level of vibration. Thank you so much, allies. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this, live or on the recording, please stay with them, allies, for as long as it serves highest good. Thank you. As always, I ask allies that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? Aho. All right. Knocked that out in an hour and 20 minutes. Well done, folks. So we're now open for feedback, or will be as soon as I let you unmute yourself. Oh, it's been available all along. So if you wish to share verbally and you're on the live call, just click your little microphone icon and that will unmute you and you can talk. There's one phone caller I see. So that person, if they wish to speak, can hit *6 to mute or unmute themselves. So just jump in if you want to chat. Or share, ask, whatever you want to do. If you'd rather type, the chat window's open and I will read out what I see there. And if there's a,
I'm sorry, I was trying to figure out how to unmute. I've just been, oh my gosh, I knew it was going to be a tough 6 months, but boy, that was awesome, Benjamin. It took me to a whole new place. And I mean, and it was so funny when I saw a lot of the stuff you were talking about, because when you said that you got bum rushed right as that was happening, I saw suddenly all these diamonds. You were like surrounded by these crystalline, beautiful forms that had just been something. And it was like you were surrounded by this gorgeous diamond walled shield of light and love. And I thought, oh, what was that? And then you said, and I went, oh, that's what that was. I mean, it's like, it was so cool to, I mean, oh, that, I have missed this so much, and I'm so glad to be back, and I'm hoping to be back more. I've been doing it on the, as much as I can on the, it's just, it's been a hard few months. And
sorry.
Well, no, I almost came close. I kind of thought it was going to kill me, and I was kind of okay with it because I'm not happy here. But then God said, no, I'm not done with you yet, girl. And I got the sound of one hand clapping and in a couple of ways, and I went, okay then. And I've been exposed to a horribly virulent COVID that I did not catch, but I'm quarantined so I can rest.
You know what? This Wednesday, Spirit Songs, in a week, Spirit Songs doing an event on how to work with chronic pain and transmute that to service.
Awesome.
So you might come for that. That might be a really good one for you.
I would like to. I will try to come for that. I'm supposed to go back to this other thing next Wednesday or Thursday. But
yeah. Well, you know, if nothing else, catch the archive recording. So.
Definitely. So I love you guys. And I've talked too much. But I love you, and I've missed you so much. And I want to be back.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Patricia.
This was so cool. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no idea about the diamonds. I just felt, you know, I'm more of a feeler than a seer. So I just felt what was happening. But it's always entertaining to hear someone have their own experience of what I'm feeling from a different perspective. Thank you, Patricia. And Deanna, hi.
Well, that was an interesting perspective, because I don't recall you saying you were bum rushed. So I must not have been part of that.
That's okay.
It was just really, even the flushing of the energy, there were some large body movements, but generally it was very peaceful. But the interesting thing for me this time was when we did the blended field, I got a different temperature in my body. So not my skin, but where you would feel the smooth electricity, there was this coolness, almost like a cool mountain stream flowing. Oh, cool. And then when, let's see, we did the blended field and then invited the higher self back into the body, and that coolness remained. It's just an undersurface coolness running through. And that's associated with the higher vibration. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, indeed. Cool.
Yeah. But very, very wonderful and much needed. So thank you very much.
I'm glad you had a good experience, Deanna. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Patricia's adding something here in the chat. She says, man, those diamonds were utterly awesome. I found myself pounding on my chest and chanting along with you. And she says, wow, Deanna, awesome. She says, yeah, I got a new cool blue field show up I've never felt before. Yeah, that I commented at one point, this feels like a vibration we haven't felt before. And that was really nice. It's always nice when you take it to a new level somehow. And it happens if you just keep showing up. And Patricia types, "Weeha!" That's right. I spent my first 41 years in Oklahoma. I can weeha with the best of them. So, anyone else? Questions, comments, anything? And while there's a lull, just just reminding, this is a group effort. This was not just me doing this. It was, you know, the allies, all you guys, you know, we all co-created. So for whatever benefit you experienced, you have yourself to thank among all the others here for doing such a good job holding the space and doing the process. Deanna types, this was definitely a new higher vibration, and I love the new cool blue. Anybody else care to share? Patricia types, I feel so awesome, healthy, glowing. Yay. Shannon, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. Thank you so much for doing this with all of us tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
I am new to the group. I've done a couple of live things, and I've also been using the archives, and I am really enjoying it. This is something totally different than anything I've ever done. And so I guess my question is, I really struggle with being so passive, and I'm trying to when I say control, obviously I'm not controlling, but it's the chatter within my head.
Right.
And you talk about just letting that sort of like disappear, let it be, but let it disappear. Mm-hmm. So in time, does this become something that is just easier and easier the more that I do it?
That's typically what happens. If you persevere on the path of awakening and you just do your best, the chatter gets less. And by the way, I've been hearing a tremendous amount of noise from your mic. So Shannon, if you can maybe mute yourself while I'm talking and then unmute again when you speak, because it's really, really noisy. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, what happens is that the vibration, the chatter does tend to diminish. And again, as I've said, it's okay if it's there in the background. Often when healing happens, I didn't specifically say this tonight, but there may be a lot of mental thoughts rushing around. There might be a lot of imagery in the field, thoughts, images, all that. And it's fine. That's a normal part of a healing process. You just don't focus on it. You put your focus on feeling. So there's nothing wrong with there being mental chatter if you're doing a healing process. There's nothing wrong with imagery being there. You just don't give it your focus. You put your focus on what you're feeling. And in the 11 years I've been working with these invocations and this kind of process, that seems to be what works best for most people. Now, if you discover through your own experimentation that something other than what I'm describing is your best approach, then by all means do it. But based on a huge amount of feedback over a long period of time, that seems to be what works best with these particular invocations. So that's what I wanted to share about that. If you want to unmute yourself again and come back with any further questions, please do.
I'm back. Okay. Well, and so the other thing that I'm wondering about is I try to keep that mind clear and just like you reiterated, just be in the feeling. And so when the images do come to try to like just tuck them away, but like even when you guys were talking, when you said that you were being bum rushed, mm-hmm. Right before that happened, I had like this flash of almost like a white being that was like black and orange and green that was hanging upside down and was really angry.
Uh-huh.
And then that was gone. So is that like these little things that happen, will it start to like flow and be okay, but not be a distraction or?
Well, it sounds like you had an entity that you recognized and then it left, which is great. That's wonderful. You can have all kinds of really interesting experiences while we do that. And again, I don't know what's making your microphone so terribly noisy, but thank you for reading while you're not talking. Yeah. But that's just part of the game here. We're doing shamanism here. If you have any inner awareness, you're going to feel things and see things and have inner awarenesses. That's the inner world. Okay. So there's nothing wrong with perceiving any of that. I will tell you over time, the heavy stuff tends to start clearing and it gets easier and there's less distraction. Or if the stuff is there, it's just like you're so accustomed to tuning it out that you're just better. And again, I noticed a couple of your phrasings. You said you were something about tucking it away, or, you know, the phrasing you used implied an active act of, you know, working against something that was happening. And it's tricky, but that's not our best approach here. Again, it's a subtle thing and it takes a little getting used to because this is such a different approach than most paths teach. But you want to allow distractions. If there's thoughts, if there's imagery, it's fine. Let it be there. If you push against it in any way, if you try to change it or eliminate it, you will only make it stronger. What you resist persists. However, if you allow it to be there and not give it any energy at all, even energy to fight or change it, then you just return your attention to what you are focusing on, just feeling, you know, feeling energy, feeling breath, whatever you're choosing, then mostly these things get energized by you pushing back against them. That actually strengthens them and makes them tougher adversaries. You just ignore them. Just, okay, I choose to focus here. And it takes a little energy. It takes a little time to get used to this. But once you get the hang of this, you find out, oh, it really works well. I didn't realize how much wasted energy I was using trying to fight against something only to make it stronger. So that's the dark side strategy, is to get your attention and get you to fight it. And especially if they can get you riled up with challenging emotions, they're really having a field day and they're just having a great feast from you. So don't give them energy at all. Just, you know, over time, you learn how to just relax your attention where you want it. You know, it may take days, weeks, months, years, however long it takes. That's fine. Just you'll get better and better the more you practice. So I hope that's, Shannon, you might want to come back and any further thoughts around that?
Thank you so much. I appreciate all the words, and I am definitely learning how to navigate through. And like I said, it's all new, but I am very excited. And I appreciate that you help so many people.
Oh, my great pleasure. Thanks for being here. This is the first time I've heard you actually, you know, interact live on a call. And I'm really glad you chose to do that. Thanks so much for being here, Shannon. Okay, let's catch up on the chat. Patricia typed, I felt some really old wounds being healed. Hi, Shannon. Oh, come and gone. Deanna actually was responding to Shannon. She says, it becomes easier, Shannon. You do adjust. I have been doing this for years, and my chatter is much quieter and not usually distracting. Patricia agrees completely. Shannon thanked her. Patricia then typed, I think these chats are so awesome and helpful. Can we get what you just shared, Benjamin? Well, it's going to be on the recording. So if you remember, obviously you have to be here. So yeah, just go into the archive and just, you know, scoot up to this part of the recording and you can listen to this as much as you want to. Yeah. She says, I'm so tech challenged. Okay. Yeah. So if you, just get into the archive, you can just play the video back, play the audio, even download the audio if you want to. So it's all available. And anyone who's having a problem working with the, you know, inner membership, just let me know and I'll guide you. Just pop me an email or something. All right. Anyone else? Whoa, feel that? That energy is getting really sweet in a way I can't even verbalize, but feel that. That's so good. Thank you, allies. Yeah, that is an otherworldly vibration. So this is interesting and a very unexpected bonus. We're being invited to remember our non-human selves. And it's kind of an alien vibration in a really good way. And what I'm resonating with here, I'm aware of a part of me that is not human, but is originally from another planet or dimension or vibration or something. I don't know the details, but I know there's a part of me that is not human. It's like I'm here on assignment. And I'm feeling that frequency of my origin place, I think. They're saying, yeah, that's correct. So if you feel the vibration, that's my vibrational home right there. So just tune into that if you want. And it's a very distinctive frequency. And they're saying, yeah, there's a gift here if you vibe with it. So feel into that frequency. And if it doesn't feel comfortable to you, then just ignore it. But if you feel resonance with it, then it's broadcasting a gift, a vibrational gift. And just let yourself receive that if it feels good to you. They're actually saying, if you vibe with what I do, then absorbing this frequency will help you more easily receive what I do. It'll sort of tune you to that part of my vibration, if that makes sense. So if you want to, go ahead and open to it and let it do some frequency work. Yeah, let's just rest in that sweet vibe for a minute. That's lovely. Woo. Yep. So nice. We'll give it just a moment longer that the frequency is still really strong. Kind of like the extra scene at the end of the Marvel movie, those who hang around get a little extra. That's feeling pretty integrated now. So you, if you've been open to this frequency, you may really feel it very comfortably into your body now. There we go. Okay, it's grounded in. All right, thanks for hanging out for that. That was sweet. Any other questions or comments before we close? Thank you, allies. That was really amazing. Joanne, hi.
Hi. I at first thought, well, I don't think I feel anything at this last bit. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I did. And I was connecting with it. And then I was like, I had images and things too. And I was feeling like a tubular shape and like a tube, like a some kind of tube. I don't know what that was. But I was definitely feeling the connection of it, because I was just laying here half asleep, you know, and this process was quite, I was feeling very heavy energies at the really toward the beginning, and like going out my hand, like really like hurting out my hands, like, wow, like really hurting. Nice. And so that was very heavy, a lot of clearing. And good. Then towards the end, it was just so sweet. And this final part was just like, whoa, like took it up a notch for sure. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, it was good. All right.
Okay, thanks for sharing. Deanna wrote, thank you all, y'all, and have a lovely evening. Patricia typed, wow, that was amazing. Yeah, at first I didn't connect either, and the images were interesting. I think she's referring to that extra energy we just had at the end.
Yeah, actually I was. I'm sorry, I'll talk again. I can't believe, I'm sorry, you brought me back to life. You're stuck with a loquacious woman. Really? I thought I swear I was ready to die. I sound like a new person, but it was, I didn't get that. And then suddenly it's like, this is so tricky. It was like this rotary duster on the inside and these panels of light on the outside coming in, going, you know, and then there's all this light. Oh, it was awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, I am on an assignment here too, and I'm not done.
Good.
I will finish the assignment.
There you go.
Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome. Thanks. Yeah, if it was easy, anybody could do it.
This is true.
And, you know, in Journey of Souls by Michael Newton, he later in the book, he says, you know what it seems like? The most advanced souls choose the toughest lifetimes.
I said, God.
Why should I, you know, have to slog through three or four lifetimes when I can just dial it up by intensity and do it all in one lifetime?
Let me do 12 in one. Are you insane? What were you thinking?
It can feel like that sometimes.
For sure.
Yeah. But again, we don't get more than we can do. And I found over and over when I'm the most challenged, you know, when I finally negotiate that well, figure out what it's about and do what I need to do, then I have a big old growth spurt. I go to a deeper level of awakening. I have a big healing. And then I get to, you know, move up to a higher level of consciousness. And it's a direct correlation. The more difficult the challenge, the bigger the slingshot effect into that higher level of awakening. So I've seen it over and over again. The more powerful the challenge, the juicier the reward once you master it. And your soul just doesn't give you challenges you can't do. That isn't how the game's rigged. It's always fair. So there's always a way through. So that's been my experience anyway.
I even have that tattooed on my arm. The only way out is through.
Nice.
I think I finally figured out how to do the video. Okay. Oh, yay. Yes, no. It says start video and we're still not videoing. Oh, well, yay. There's
there
the
you
tattoo.
Are. Yeah.
There's the tattoo. I don't know if
you can see it. I see it.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. Nice.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Needed reminders. Yeah.
Thank
God, you. I'm just around the block now. Wait.
I have a similar motto. When you're going through hell, keep going.
Seriously, you don't want to stand here. No, no, no. Thank you.
Patricia, great to have you back. All right, anybody else? Susie types, Winston Churchill. Thank you all. At the end, I felt like I was made of finer particles. Sweet. Beautiful feedback. Thank you, Susie. Oh, wow. They just put a new frequency in. Thank you, allies. Bonus after bonus. This is the best of. We're having a lot of those lately. And Susie says, that magnet is on my fridge. Maybe when you're going through hell, keep going. Nice. I didn't make that one up. I totally stole it. All right. That feels like completion. Last call for feedback. Oh, the Winston Churchill magnet is what's on her fridge. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that, Susie. Patricia says, love you all. Big love to everybody. Yeah, it's wrapping. So many big blessings to everybody. Again, we co-created this. Every one of us made this happen live or on the recording. So grateful to you all. And once again, couldn't be more grateful to you all for just showing up, being part of this, and helping make the magic. So thank you. Thank you. That's all for tonight. Again, if it's again, it's May 11 right now. Tomorrow night is another community support call. We do that every month. So show up there at 8 p.m. Eastern if you'd like to connect with other members and have some beautiful sharing and support. All right. Big blessings to everyone. And, of course, this Wednesday, the 18th, Spirit Song, we're doing her special presentation on working with chronic pain and helping to turn that into spiritual blessing and serving with it. So a lot of cool stuff coming around the corner. Hope to see you there for all that. All right. Goodbye, everybody, and good night.